If you're ready to get out of your own way to follow the seven-figure science of success, then welcome to Sell Without Selling. Tune in with renowned international speaker Stacey O'Byrne as she shows you how mastering relationships, achieving the proper mindset, and attaining the necessary motivation will catapult you away from failure and onto your journey to greatness. And now, here is your host, Stacey O'Byrne.
Hi, I'm Stacey O'Byrne, and I get to hang out with successful entrepreneurs, business owners, sales professionals, and some of the top business influencers and thought leaders in the world. You see, I believe that it's important to learn the art and science of how to sell without selling, and that is the only way to achieve six and seven figure success. So, if you want to be a success magnet, attract quality people in your network, and significantly increase your sales and ultimately your success, then you're in the right place because this is the Sell Without Selling podcast.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Sell Without Selling. I'm your host, Stacey O'Byrne, and I believe that learning the art and the science of how to sell without selling is the only way to achieve high six and seven figure success. I'm really excited to get into today's topic. And really quick, if you're a business owner, entrepreneur, or sales professional, and you haven't hit the level of success that you wanted or needed, or if you're stuck and needing a pivot in your business, in your success, or you just want more, and you understand the importance of having a coach to help identify the blind spots, increase accountability, and help with success strategies to take you, your business, your income, and your success to the next level. If this sounds like something for you, then head over to pivotpointadvantage.com/iwantsuccess. That's pivotpointadvantage.com/iwantsuccess. There's a quick application there that will lead to a phone call with me to see if we're a great fit for each other. Okay, let's get into today's topic. The three C's to success: confidence, courage, and competence. Look, in order to understand how these are applicable to success, I believe that it's important to understand the true definitions of the word. So let's dig into that first. So the definition of confidence. Confidence is the feeling or belief that one can rely on. A feeling of self-assurance arising from one's appreciation of one's abilities or qualities. The definition of courage. This is mental or moral strength to venture, persevere, withstand fear or difficulty, the ability to do something that frightens one, strength in the face of adversity. The definition of competence, the ability to do something successfully or efficiently, the quality or state of having sufficient knowledge, judgment, skill, or strength, a sufficiency of means for the necessities and conveniences of life. Now, let's take a look at how each one of these impacts and or propels our ability to effortlessly pursue success, and not only pursue, also achieve what we set out to achieve. How does confidence contribute towards us achieving what we have always dreamed of, what we have always desired, and what we know without a shadow of a doubt we deserve? It's easy. Reality is where you go, you follow. Think about it. The definition, a feeling of self-assurance arising from one's appreciation of one's abilities or qualities. This is an empowering state to hold. This is an empowering state to be able to tap into, rely, lean on. If you possess the state of self-belief, self-reliance, imagine what you are exuding. Imagine what you can attract, what you will attract, what you are attracting. Whenever I think of confidence, I think about what Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right either way. Look, I'm not talking about this fake it till you make it type of confidence. You've heard people say it, I'm just going to fake it till I make it, or I'm just going to pretend, or I'm just going to kind of play that role. Avoid doing that because that's a false energy. That's not confidence. That's acting. And acting is far different. Acting is creating an image that you don't possess, yet you think you should be. Confidence is relying and leaning in on a state that you actually possess. This allows you to trust you. This allows you to rely on you, lean on you, your decisions, your judgments, your actions, your moves. To possess a state of confidence is to walk in the presence of self-assuredness. To know that every decision I make, no matter what, I'm okay. And if for whatever reason that decision doesn't exactly work out the way I had hoped or planned, no matter what, I'm okay. Now, for whatever reason, confidence may be a strong quality you possess or a lacking quality that you possess. If it's a lacking one, we get to get curious as to where it originated, where that lack of confidence came from. Now, look, you've heard me say this time and time again. If you're part of the problem, you can't be part of the solution. We have blind spots, which is why it's so important for us to do the work. And the way we do the work is we surround ourselves with experts. We put ourselves in environments to where shift can happen, transformation can happen, evolution can happen so that we can get out our way, so that we can get on our way, so that we can have our way. If you're lacking confidence, let's do something about that. The next C to success is courage. Now think about this definition. The ability to do something that frightens one. The strength to face adversity. Think about the courage it takes to be an entrepreneur, to be a sales professional, to be a business owner. Think about the adversity that we face day in and day out. One of the beautiful things about being an entrepreneur is there is no ceiling. Well, guess what? When there's no ceiling, guess what else? That means there is no floor. So we can soar really high or we can fall really low. Every day when we get out of bed, there's this thing called mindset, competition, economy. Today, it's the pandemic. No matter what the adversity is out there, when you can tap into that courage, that mental or moral strength to persevere, to dig in and allow yourself to forge forward, to have the stick-to-itiveness, the stickability to go after what it is you want with all the strength, all the focus, and all the fortitude, that's a very powerful and empowering state to hold. Because when external forces attempt to get in your way and you possess the confidence and you possess the courage to hold your chin up high and just move through it and move forward, no matter what, whatever it takes, you know you have this because every step you take is calculated and planned. And reality is you have that self-reliance, that self-assuredness, that mental and moral strength to move forward and face whatever lies ahead because you trust yourself and you know you're okay because the decisions you're making are coming from a foundation of an empowering, courageous one. Now think about what holds people back, entrepreneurs, business owners, and sales professionals from the growth that they need, they want, they desire. It's really easy. They lack the courage to do what it is they get to do. To get themselves seen, get themselves heard, get themselves found. So many avoid networking environments. So many avoid, I'm going to say in air quotes, prospecting. So many avoid doing the videos, doing the calls, making the connections, reaching out to people, touching into their chicken list because of fear or because they're projecting a rejection that hasn't even happened yet. Let's talk about the next C, competence. Let's revisit this definition. The ability to do something successfully or efficiently. The quality or state of having sufficient knowledge, judgment, skill, or strength. A sufficiency of means for the necessity and conveniences of life. Think about it. It is impossible, physically impossible, to know everything you need to know, to do everything you get to do, to build exactly what it is you want. So we get to do a few things. We get to surround ourselves with people who know more than us. We get to surround ourselves with people who are experts in their fields that we're not experts in. We also get to expose our blind spots, surround ourselves with coaches, surround ourselves in personal and professional developments that continually educate us. We get to sharpen our saw. We get to become the resident expert in what it is we do. And then we get to take a look at what it is we're not good at and make the decision, do I need to hire this out? Do I need to contract this out? Do I need to employ this out? Or do I get to sharpen my saw? Do I get to learn a skill, develop a skill, and become really good at what it is I do so that I can be even better and service my prospective clientele even more? See, if you don't have competence, it's kind of hard to have confidence, which then turns around and makes it impossible to have the courage you need. Typically, most entrepreneurs, sales professionals, and business owners have one or two of these qualities. Rarely do they have all three. Or they may have a little bit of confidence, a little bit of courage, and a little bit of competence. You want to thrive in every area. You want to pursue a state of excellence in your confidence, in your courage, and in your competence. That way, you can do your due diligence to show up from a platform that your prospective client deserves to see you, hear you, find out about you, and be very aware of your presence. See, if you don't possess these qualities, one of your competitors can and will. And that is what's going to attract the person that should be aligning with you, should be doing business with you, to them. How much do you sharpen your saw? How much do you really invest back in yourself? And I'm not talking about watching YouTube videos. I'm not talking about just listening to podcasts or reading a book, because I'm going to say it again. I've already said it once and you're going to hear me say it multiple times. When we are part of our problem, we are incapable of being part of the solution, because the brain that created today is incapable of creating a different tomorrow. We must reprogram that brain to have a different outcome the very next time we deploy a strategy. Now, we've talked about confidence, we talked about courage, and we've talked about competence. Let's talk about other significant C's that contribute to the path of success. The first one, and a very obvious one, is consistency. See, it's very important to do the voodoo that you do and be consistent of it. Consistently doing the productivity, doing the actions that create the results. I'm not talking about busy work. I'm talking about making sure you're doing the marketing you're supposed to be doing, making sure that you're doing the admin you're supposed to be doing, making sure you're doing the operations that you're supposed to be doing, making sure that you're delegating, making sure that you're connecting, making sure that you're calendaring and being consistent at everything you do. If you're a starter and you're really good at starting things and not so good at finishing them, make sure that you surround yourself in an environment that demands that consistency from you. The next C that is important for success is that connection. See, there are a multitude of people out there that require a connection from you and for you in order for you to be successful. Let's talk about the obvious. The obvious is that prospective client. That obvious is your existing client. That obvious is potential referral partners, existing referral partners. See, what happens is so many people fall into the Entrepreneurial Witness Protection Program. They meet someone and then they never follow up. You know that F word that we're really bad at? When you meet someone, do your due diligence. Build a relationship with them. Build a connection with them. Now, I know what you're saying. I don't have that kind of time. Look, there's no such thing as time management. There is a such thing as self-management. We put systems in place and we manage the systems so that we can manage the relationships. Some relationships are going to require personalization. Some are going to require mechanisms and systems. It doesn't matter what it requires. What matters is that you make sure you're constantly developing and working on your connections. The next important C in success is community. Make sure you surround yourself with people who lift you up. Make sure you surround yourself with like-minded entrepreneurs who are in pursuit of success. Make sure you avoid those environments of people who are always talking about what isn't working, what doesn't work, what won't work, what can't work. Make sure you're surrounded with a community that is going toward what it is they want, and making sure that what it is they want is very in alignment with what it is you want, because birds of a feather flock together. Make sure you're surrounded by a community of people that lift you up and avoid being pulled down. The next important C. Look, I know I said there were three C's to success. There absolutely are. The confidence, the courage, the competence. Yet we still can't overlook a few other C's. The next important C's is course correct. You've heard me say time and time again, the most flexible person in a situation controls the situation. It's really important to set your plan. Set your course of action, implement your course of action, and check in on a continual basis, utilizing sensory acuity and making sure you're still going in the right direction. Making sure the direction that you're going toward is still what it is you want. Making sure that the steps, the action, the plan is still in alignment with where it is you need to go. Let's face it, a lot of us made plans for 2020. A monkey wrench got thrown in those plans. We had to course correct. Some people parked those plans on the shelf and said, when we get to the other side of this, I'll come back and revisit you. Those people are going to have a really hard time starting back up. Some people initiated their plan. The pandemic happened. We adapted, we adjusted, we shifted, we pivoted, we course corrected, we became flexible, we adjusted, and now we've set a different course with a very similar outcome. And then the last C, probably one of the most important C's that exist on your journey to success, and that's your clients. Reality is you can't be successful without happy clients. Reality is you can't be successful without clients. These should be partners. Our clients should be viewed as partners for success. We solve their problems, their pain points. We offer solutions for their needs, wants, and desires with our products, services, and solutions. The client and contractor relationship really should be a relationship of a partnership for success. That's where the win-win or the win-win-win comes in. So remember, the three major C's to success are confidence, courage, and competence. Check yourself. Get really clear and ask yourself, what's my level of confidence? What's my level of courage? What's my level of competence? And make sure that you're really real with yourself. Then step back and then look at the subcategories. What's your consistency level? What's your connection rate? What's the community you're surrounded by? How flexible are you? How adaptable are you to pivot? What's your ability to course correct? And then last, what's your relationship like with your clients, with your prospective clients? Do you get continual referrals? Because that's when you've hit the sweet spot. That's when you've created the win-win-win. Your success is important to me, and it's also important to me to make sure that these episodes are valuable to you. I would love for you to do two things right now. First, I would love for you to head over to Facebook and join our Sell Without Selling community. That's head over to Facebook and join our Sell Without Selling community. I'd also love for you to leave a review wherever you listen to the podcast, on Apple Podcasts or wherever, so that we know what this podcast is offering you. Second, I would love to chat with you, get feedback on the episodes, and find out any topics you're interested in to help make this more powerful, helpful to you achieving the successes you've always dreamed of, desired, and deserved. Head over to pivotpointadvantage.com/talktostacy. That's pivotpointadvantage.com/talktostacy. Let's get a 15-minute call on the schedule. And always remember this. Choice is a powerful thing, and suffering is always optional. Get out of your way so that you can get on your way, so you can finally have your way. Thanks so much for listening, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
Whether it's mastering your mindset, communication, or success, we have more ways to keep you on your journey to greatness. Be sure to visit us at pivotpointadvantage.com for exclusive online training programs, success-specific courses, and more ways to connect to Stacy directly to help you achieve the financial success you've always desired, dreamed, and deserved. That's all available on pivotpointadvantage.com.